A few days ago, a Scotsman, an Irishman, and a Frenchman came to our studios in Washington. Sounds like the beginning of a bad joke. In fact, they had serious business to attend to. Kevin Burke, Johnny Cunningham, and Christian Lemaitre are among the top folk fiddlers in the world. They get together once every few years to tour and record under the name Celtic Fiddle Festival. We invited them into our studios to demonstrate the Celtic styles of Scotland, Ireland, and France. Yes, it does have a Celtic tradition. Their different styles began to come out even during the sound check, when, to get levels on their voices, we ask each of them, what did you have for breakfast?
For breakfast, I had a sweet, lovely croissant chaud.
That's Christian Lemaitre. He is, need we say it, the fiddler from France. Next is Irish fiddler Kevin Burke.
Some scrambled eggs that weren't firm enough. They were slightly leaky. And two excellent sausages.
And finally,
I had a can of Coca-Cola and two cigarettes.
That would be Johnny Cunningham of Scotland. Yeah, level set, we return to Christian Lemaitre, who is from Brittany, the Celtic region of northern France. We ask him to play something that someone from home would immediately recognize. So he chose a gavotte. Listen to this rhythm, he told us. You're supposed to dance to it, but it can be hard to feel the beats. Now, something that a Scotsman would recognize as his own is a dance called a Strathspey, played by Johnny Cunningham and backed up by the band's guitarist Jed Foley. On to Ireland now, where Kevin Burke says fiddlers use a smoother bowing style, with not as much snap to it as the Scottish fiddling. Here's Burke playing an Irish jig. Been calling all these songs Celtic, which technically means they're connected to Celtic languages like Breton and Gaelic, that they use certain musical scales and instruments like pipes and fiddles. But these three fiddlers say a word like Celtic doesn't really tell you much. Kevin Burke says it's a little like referring to bluegrass, country, and gospel music as just American.
For people inside these Celtic countries, it's not Celtic. It's Breton music, it's Scottish music, it's Irish, it's Welsh music. But then when you get into Ireland, there's the north of Ireland, the west of Ireland. And then when you get into the county, there's the regional difference within that county, similar to the way accents changed.
Celtic music it's been a term coined by the recording industry to sell this music under one umbrella. But because of political reasons too, the countries have been apart for a large time. And it's really not been that long that these musics have been played by people in the same group. Because normally we've been too busy fighting or squabbling between ourselves to actually sit and play the music.
There's something that Johnny said a couple of years back when asked about why the music works together. the way he put it was that it's a chance to show how three cultures can be destroyed by one common instrument. What we're going to play now, in fact, is a French-Canadian set of tunes, because that's an area that has been influenced by the French music, the Irish music, and the Scottish music. It's worked its way together. So we'll try those. And three.
Celtic Fiddle Festival, Kevin Burke, Johnny Cunningham, and Christian Lemaitre, with guitarist Jed Foley. They perform tonight in Portland, Oregon, and then on to Seattle, Tucson, and San Diego.
So where to next?
Lunch.
Lunch.
And since they're packing up, we'll end with a selection from their CD, their most recent, called Rendezvous.